It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Mattis writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2081, recorded Thursday, February 26th, 2026. Just add Whiz. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Dickie D has three more gadgets from Toy Fair. I have the last of my gift gadget crappy corners, and Mo has some exciting news about Amazon in his neighborhood. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease. Under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing blue and LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the gadget astronomer. I was trying to think of the word for... Wait, what is it when they give horoscopes?
When they give
horoscopes. Horoscopes, like horoscopes. Aries and...
Astrology.
Astrologist, that's what I meant to say, is the chief gadget astrologist, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. Like? And you?
Good. You just got back from a planetarium.
Yes,
cool.
The Star... Planetarium show, and fans of Giz Fizz know I was really badly sick yesterday. But
yeah, you still sound a tad hoarse.
Yes, yes. I muddled my way through Fizz last night, and we went to the planetarium, but I said to Dennis, let's go and watch the kids play games and learn some stuff, but we'll leave before the planetarium show, because in a movie house, you can get up and exit and no one notices. But in a planetarium where you have to walk long aisles, I didn't want to interrupt. So
are people also like completely reclined back to?
Yes,
like,
the seats
feet
go pretty,
in the aisles. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the seats go very far back.
Oh, man. I'm sorry you missed it. But yeah, probably a smart idea.
That's okay. What is my... That was reminding me that that the show is late today.
Okay. Oh.
yes. And it's running me too late. Okay, I must have missed the first notification. And also, while you were away, we had one of the worst snowstorms.
Oh, my.
I believe it is the second highest total of snow. It was 19.7 inches of snow. All right, so this is the backyard at midnight. And these will go through by some. This is 10 in the morning. This is 10 hours later, okay? And the snow is supposed to...
So we can't even get to the traffic light.
Over to the park.
It seems to be red under all that snow.
There must be a foot of snow.
Traffic, we can just go across.
Yes. Almost 2 feet.
Wow.
This is what the car
It's still snowing
like.
Yeah, huh? When this is taken.
Wow.
And looking uptown. And we'll go over to the park. What a mess
that
is here.
Scary. Oh my gosh.
And now we're at the park. And
it's fun to hear the kids
yes, it was
screaming.
A no-school yes. day.
Oh wow.
Oh boy. Oh boy,
uh-oh.
Dennis is making snowballs.
Uh-oh.
Easy packing.
I'd be nervous if I were you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the park. Quite incredible.
He disarmed.
Most snow either one of us has ever seen.
Wow.
And Dennis in the park, he really got carried away with snowballs.
Oh man,
then
a tree fell down.
The main tree entering the park at 83rd fell down. And then further down the path, another tree fell down. In the park, there are these bushes that lean toward each other, and I'll show you in a minute, that the weight of the snow made them into a tunnel.
Oh, my gosh.
And this woman is watching a kid go through the tunnel and going in and out. So City Bike was pretty much out of commission for a couple of days. And then a little bit of whimsy at the end, someone making a snowman and using some starry glasses.
That is really cool. Wow.
It was cool, yes. The amazing thing is it was 42 today.
Oh.
And I would say 70% of that snow is gone.
Oh, good. It's not ice. It's like actually melting and whoosh.
It's melting, yes.
It's cold. It's warm enough. It's warm enough.
Yes,
that's
great. You know, we have umbrellas in the backyard. And yesterday I walked out and slammed my head in because the weight of the ice on the umbrellas right. are so low. And this morning I walked out and I said to Dennis, did you raise the umbrella? And he said, no. I said, I walked right under it. I said, oh, the sun is doing it for us.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that I had to learn growing up in Texas in hot weather is the major issue with snowfall is it's heavy. It's water, yes. You know, it's frozen water sitting on stuff. Roofs collapse, power lines fall down, trees fall down, you know, all that stuff, you know, is for someone who grew up in a hot climate, I had to learn it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
At the event, they were giving kids little plastic containers about the size of what Kodak film used to come in. Mm-hmm. And it had Alka-Seltzer in it. And they were filling it just with water. And then the kids would shake it up and go out on this big rug and put it down. And it would blow up.
What?
And then Dennis was saying, didn't we do that with Coca-Cola and did you do that? Bottles of Coke?
Maybe, and like Mentos? Like Coke and
Mentos.
It's like a thing?
Yes.
Yeah?
Coca-Cola and Mentos. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That. But I'm surprised that was like a Toy Fair thing.
No, this was at the museum.
It was a scientific
experiment. And I said to Dennis, wait a minute, if that thing goes 30 feet high, what does it do in your stomach? I'm thinking, pow, pow, pow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Coke and Mentos.
Yes. We could not think of what that was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was like one of the very first, internet like meme things that like, oh my God, you know, before there was OK Go on the treadmills doing their dance, it was Coke and Mentos. I remember even people at the time making jokes of like, I'm going to eat the Mentos and then drink a whole bunch of Coke, you know, and cause a reaction.
That's funny.
Can't really do that. But, Coke and Mentos. Yeah.
Should we jump into Toy Fair?
Yeah, okay. Let's jump into some gadgets, shall we?
One of our favorite stops is right here.
Ooh, Thames and Cosmos.
We always make a stop by Thames and Cosmos, and it's their 25th anniversary. So we're going to find out what's new. Oh, wow, Ted, what is this? This looks so complicated.
This is an amazing new science kit called V8 Race Car, where you build a visible engine, but not just a visible engine, a whole car around it that does some really amazing things. So the switch is here. It's an electric car.
We actually
learn also about electric cars. But right away, you can see the pistons moving, and you learn about how a four-stroke engine works. And one of the really cool things is that it has a gear shift system, so you can put it in reverse. This is going to slowly go in reverse.
Oh my God.
Or you can shift it between first gear. This is first gear. It will slowly go forward. And then I'll put it in fourth gear. Now it's going to go much faster. So kids learn as they build it how a gear transmission works. And not just that, it also has a steering wheel that actually turns the front wheels, and you can move the steering wheel from left to right, right to left, so it can be on either side.
Is it battery powered?
The batteries are tucked here behind these plates.
Okay.
And then it has suspension too, so it actually really captivates the model builder, the gearhead, car enthusiasts. We think it's good for kids and adults. It's a very enjoyable build. It has over 200 parts, and it's a really nice price. It's a $40 retail price.
Oh wow!
Is it out now?
It is coming in June.
In June. Okay. And USB-C charging, or
It's battery powered.
Battery powered.
If you wanted to use rechargeable batteries, you could.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Use of double A's.
Oh, you know what? What is this? Is this the solar flower?
Yeah, so this is solar flower. We have a larger display over there.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to go over?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
So this one we just have hooked up to a battery. But okay. This is Solar Flower. It's a solar-powered mechanical flower. And they have a solar panel on them. So once the sunlight hits them, it sends an electric current to the motor. And then that turns the gearbox, which turns the pedals. And they move in this really beautiful, mesmerizing way. They come in four different color styles. So there's like a blue one, a purple one, a red one, and an orange, yellow one. And they are mix and match, so you can buy more than one and mix the petal colors together.
Does it come with the vase?
It does not come with the vase, okay. But it comes with a clip, so you can clip it onto any vase or other thing. And then it also has a suction cup for the solar panel, so you can stick the solar panel to a window. Every time the sun hits it, it will activate your solar flower and bring it to life. It's definitely playing into this like botanical flower trend that's happening in the toy space, but this is a really cool way of doing it.
Well, I want to make one go. Hang on. There we go.
Yeah, so as kids are building it and playing with it, they're learning about how solar technology works. They're learning about planetary gears and gear trains. They're learning about electricity. All of that's in the manual. Fun product.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is, if you play with this for more than 6 months, you get a bill from the sun saying, you're using my power.
It's crazy. It's a fusion bill, even.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
See that. That was really, really cool. And honestly, props to the representative. He had the most soothing voice I think I've ever heard a salesman have.
Yes, exactly.
Very cool. I loved everything you saw. I really liked the car with the engine. It is hard to find something that has that mechanical engine that's at that type of price point at only $40. I've seen others that do that, but they're at a much higher price point. So I thought that was really, really intriguing. This little race car here.
I see that the race car is online, but it's not shipping till June.
Right.
But the flowers are shipping very shortly.
Yeah. March, April. Yeah, exactly. March 4th. So that, only like a week away. Absolutely.
And the car is on a different page.
Yeah. Yeah, car's over here.
There it is.
Yeah.
And that's shipping...
June.
Oh, June 1st.
Yeah.
That's pretty. You're right. That's a very decent price.
I'm really impressed. And to have like just the engine part of that, I feel like is $40. To add in the gearbox, which I think is really cool, and something that as a child I love learning about. I had like a few like Kinect toys that would teach about gears, and that goes into learning about levers and learning about pulleys and how all of that sort of, you know, physics work. That's really cool. And then even the suspension and the steering wheel. I mean, it has a few parts that I know as a child I would have loved, a really approachable price. A really approachable price.
Excellent.
In my opinion. Yeah. And then these are also very, very cool. Also a great price. $25 MSRP.
Yeah. And there's two more coming. These two are the first two out.
Right. And this one's already at a reduced price of
$20.
Yeah.
Very decent.
Very, very cool stuff. Very cool. I like it.
Okay. I stopped by Gridley Kids because they have an interesting series that I'll mention right here.
We're at Gridley Kids. Now, they have a fascinating kit. Actually, they started with a kit, the Add 2 kit, Just Add. So they had Just Add Milk, and then Just Add Baking Powder, Just Add Sugar, Just Add Egg.
just add sun, just add soap, just add fruits and veggies. And now Reese is going to tell us about the latest. Is it just add...
Just add a marshmallow.
Just add a marshmallow.
Yeah.
Okay. I will come over and show us what we do.
So the whole idea of our Just Add line is it's a STEAM activity. There's multiple science and multiple art activities in every one. And in marshmallow, there's actually even games. So there's over 30 activities in Just Add Marshmallow. And it's
do you get marshmallows?
No, you've got to add
them.
Yeah. And maybe other than a pair of scissors or a pen, everything you need is in the kit.
Okay.
That's the beauty of Just Add. You just add marshmallow.
Okay, okay. And it's the kit. This is the kit?
This
it
is
comes
the kit.
In a can?
It's going to come like that. And one of the activities is that you can make fancy marshmallows. So you get marshmallows and you teach the kids, you give them sugars. And then you can even have...
Oh, okay.
This is the
and
adult
and like the pack of sugars in the kit.
Yeah.
Wow. I like this. Okay. What else do we do?
Well, we've got card decks teaching them how to do structures. We teach them the stars. And there's games. There's... You can do art using it as a press. There's... What happens when you melt marshmallows? What happens when you stretch marshmallows? There's a lot of activity. As I said, there's over 30 games in here. Catapult them, use them in all kinds of ways.
And what does that retail for?
It's $35.
And is it out now?
It'll be out in the sun, in late spring.
In time?
Late spring.
Oh, okay. Okay. It sounds good.
Great.
This is great fun from Just Add.
Just add some fun. Just add some willing participants, and then there you go.
Scooter X said the Just Add Bees kit is not very popular.
Just add bees. Bees.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, but Just Add Gin is Dale's favorite.
Just add vodka. Yeah, that is the adult version. Absolutely. So, yeah, when you were searching for Just Add.
I know. It seems like they're not uniformly like at Amazon. It seems like they're everywhere and at many different price ranges for the same item.
Right, right.
But anyway, it's a fun idea. Just Add.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just add a household product.
And it's a little like mom and pop kind of thing, I think. So it's kind of fun to show them.
Very cool. Very cool. That's fun. Just Add. Okay.
All right. So, you know, one of your favorite, one of my favorites, go by Folk Monas Puppets.
We love them.
Here
I love puppets. Here we go.
Folk Monas Puppet. And you know what? I'm indoors, but there's a mosquito on my arm.
Oh, yes. Well, hey, watch out, friend. I'm a mosquito here at the Folk Monas booth at Toy Fair 2026. I am a great toy. I love toy.
I know all about those in Florida.
Yeah, I bet.
I cost about $27, and I have a bunch of friends here that I'd really like you to meet.
Okay, yeah. Well, first of all, you're cute.
Well, what are you saying? You're not so bad looking yourself, mister. Can I get a little sip?
Oh, my God. And look at what's floating up from the Hudson River, which is just a block from here. Who is that?
Oh, that's my friend, the humpback whale. He is mighty beautiful. Oh, yeah, you can get the humpback whale for around $49 at a great toy store real close to you.
He's beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, and then...
Whoa!
Who is that?
Oh, that's my good friend. He is a Chinese crested dog, and he's a real wonder. Such a funny personality on that one, let me tell you. You can pick him up at any toy store for around $39.
Those are so reasonable. Oh, my,
that's what we like. Speaking of reasonable, this is my good friend, the Orchid Mantis. She's a real looker, if you ask me. Oh, I've been looking and trying to get a date with her for a long time, but, you know, I'm just a funny-looking mosquito. Everybody just swats me away. But this beauty, you can pick her up at a toy store for only $39.
Oh, these are all absolutely amazing. All brand new.
All brand new.
Oh,
thanks, Dick. I'm so glad you noticed my other friend. He's a white toy poodle puppy, and he's just sweet as can be.
Oh, the poodle hair looks perfect.
Thanks. Oh, my gosh. $36. Oh, can't beat that.
It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, and
it's so well done.
And cats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We love cats. Calico cats. They're the cutest things. They're also only $36. I mean, this is bonanza here at Folk Madness. Bonanza.
Oh, my God. That cat is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, she licked my hand and took my ring.
Well, that's because she's a cat burglar. Watch out for her. She can be a little shifty, you know. Cats, they look cute. Oh, now these are another of my friends from the insect world. These are my favorite finger puppets. They're just little ants. And they're, you can't say nothing wrong about them. They like to eat, and they're very organized.
What's really bad about it is that's what I bought for lunch.
Oh, well, I think they grabbed your lunch from the cooler, Dick. You better be careful. See you later, guys. Save me some.
Listen, the folks at Folk Madness are just absolutely amazing. These are all available now?
Oh, yeah, pretty much, or by the end of the month.
Okay, this is super. Thank you, guys. Oh, I got my ring back. Thank you.
That's right. Cats are good after all.
After all. Okay, we'll look for more stuff, but this is our favorite stuff.
Wee, thanks, we love you.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. I can't, they're honestly very talented too.
They are.
There was three or four employees that kept swapping out.
Yes, and she was so clever. I said, oh, the cat licked my finger and took my ring. She said, well, it's a cat burglar. So quick. Yeah,
I love that. Oh, my gosh. And, man, impressive puppets. So impressive. I the poodle really stood out as just incredible. The hair on that poodle was just incredible. I sorted by newest puppets here on their store. Look at that. They have a naked cat. Oh, my gosh. That is what is that? The horseshoe crab?
A horseshoe crab.
Yeah. Oh, it does. It says right there, horseshoe. Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
They have tons. Very.
I can't read. I need to, make puppets. Them bigger. Yeah.
Yes, they should. They should.
There we go. Wow. I really love the axolotl. That was added to Minecraft about 2 years ago.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Wow. Very cool. Oh, there's the
orchid mantis. Yes.
And there's the little ant. Wow, so many new things. There's the
mosquito.
Incredible. Incredible stuff. Yeah. Yeah, really, really cool. Are these handmade? I mean, these all seem
I don't know. I don't know
intricate.
How they could be handmade for the prices they're charging.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything over $50 there.
There's that little poodle.
There he is.
Yeah. That is great. That is so, so great. Very cool. Okay. Well, with that, let's get a little bit.
Wait a minute. See what
Crappy.
It is.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. Here it is. The last of the Crappy Corner gift gadgets. I recorded a video earlier. It's not just a backpack. It has a little secret. So let's take a look. Hey Diggity, so we are back at it again with the last of the gadgets as gifts category. So today we are taking a look at the All Camp backpack. This isn't just a backpack. This is an entire setup for
the perfect picnic. So let me go through all the things that this backpack includes. So we're going to start off small with the smallest pockets. There's really nothing in here, but you just get extra pockets. Then we upgrade to, this is probably the coolest pocket of them all, because it really shows off what this backpack is all about. The perfect picnic accessory. Bam! You have everything ready for a perfect picnic. This one is set up for two. So you have cutlery for two people. You even have a wine cork opener. You have two wine glasses, two plates, a napkin, a salt and pepper shaker, and even a little cutting board here. And then also, you'll notice you have like an extra little knife. You have like a butter knife in the middle. There's only one extra of those. So that's all in that pocket, which is like medium pocket. And then in here, this area includes this, which I'll pull out for later, but a large insulated area. So this could hold any of your cool items in an ice pack. And then the thing that I pulled out earlier, this is a blanket. One side of it has sort of like a plastic lining so that it shouldn't, like any type of, it's like a water barrier. And the other side is this really nice fleece. So this can actually be rolled up. I'm not going to really do it right now. And actually attached to the side of the backpack here with these clips. That's what this side is for. And then on the other side, you have an area for what every picnic needs. An entire wine bottle can fit inside of, you know, this little area. So you can fit an entire wine, a wine bottle, which is pretty unique for a backpack. So other than that, it's just a backpack with some straps so you can throw it on and then take it to wherever your perfect picnic would be. And so this was a gift for to me during Christmas, and I absolutely love it. I haven't used it yet, but I absolutely cannot wait until I get out there and have the perfect picnic. Back to you guys.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
So searching around, I found it online. I'm not sure if it's quite as available as it used to be. It looks like it's like only available online. But here it is.
Oh, it's very reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some other like options for like a four-person set and things like that. If you like search around, you know, there's some kind of down here. But yeah, it's I really, really like the blanket, I think, the best, because getting an outdoor blanket that you'll be able to put on grass that isn't like a tarp is great. It's fantastic. So
does that have a brand name?
All Camp.
All Camp, okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
All Camp. Yeah, the All Camp Picnic Backpack for two.
Perfect.
But yeah, there you go. So we'll be asking the patrons very soon what the next Crappy Corner theme will be. So if you want to be able to answer that Patreon poll, become a patron today over at patreon.com/gizwiz. With that, let's head on in.
Oh. Wait, if they have not subscribed officially, we are two people short of 5,000 subscribers
on YouTube. Absolutely. We want to get 5,000 subscribers on YouTube.
So if you have not officially subscribed, please do it now.
Do it. Come on. You could
be. So after this show, we can say, oh, we're over 5,000 or at 5,000.
Fantastic. Do it now. Do that now. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. Our email is from Mo, and it's about something that's opening in his neighborhood. And we can run his video, and he talks about some stuff, and I can add some things he told me in a phone conversation.
Okay. Amazon cars driving past.
This is Mo, your man on the street. I just wanted to make an updated video regarding the conversation you had regarding the location about Amazon promising, I forget exactly what you were saying in that video.
Same day
offering 40-minute deliveries.
Yeah.
I think they're actually going to be doing that in a lot of places. This is an Amazon warehouse where packages come from to be delivered. These are that's their trucks. And this is in Long Island City, Queens. This location used to be a UPS hub where the UPS trucks would come to pick up packages to make deliveries. Now, for the past, I guess, 10 plus years, it's become a Amazon hub where they make deliveries from. Now, the interesting part is that LaGuardia is about a 10-minute drive in that direction, probably a half-hour walk. And I believe a lot of Queens residents, especially Long Island City and Astoria, are going to benefit in the future for 5-minute deliveries. Let me show you how close this location is to where I reside.
All right, so Mo does a walk, and he said he can do it. He can walk to the facility in 10 minutes fast.
This is the back or the side of the actual warehouse. This is where the large trucks come and make the big deliveries, the large deliveries, and then the small Amazon vans come in and out of that direction, being loaded and unloaded to make deliveries.
All right, so the question probably everybody's asking is, can you do anything as a customer? And Mo went in and spoke to them, and they said, it would be nice if people could drop packages off here, but for now, it's just a facility for people to pick up packages and truckers to pick up packages.
Right. Internal Amazon only.
Exactly. And it kind of annoys him because this is 10 minutes from his apartment, but his gym is across the street.
he's there every day. He's looking there at the Amazon.
Yes, he's pretty much there every day. So
yeah.
He's just showing us that it is possible to walk from the Amazon warehouse.
So we're home. We're not too far from here. And it came out to how far away? About half a mile away. So it's, you know,
10-minute walk.
Almost 10 minutes. So
yeah.
Amazon can make deliveries to me within 10 minutes if they choose to in the future. Okay. I hope the video helps. Thank you. Bye.
If you're the Amazon guy who gets, you know, his address, you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got to go around the block.
We did the 6-hour thing yesterday. Dennis said, I need a light bulb. Where do you buy incandescent bulbs? I said, Dennis, nowhere. I said, what?
Yeah.
I said, no. He said, well, I want a warm white bulb. I said, well, you can get a warm white LED bulb. They said, and it has to be dimmable. And I said, we can get dimmable. So we went online, and I remember Leo brought in the very first LED light from C. Crane.
Cree, yeah.
$100.
Yeah.
And now we bought 5 60-watt equivalents. I think they were actually 6 watts. Soft white, dimmable, and they were $15.
Yeah.
And we didn't have the $35 free shipping, but Dennis paid the $2.99, and we ordered it at noon and had it at 6:30.
That's amazing.
Isn't that?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next crazy thing I feel like is going to be autonomous taxis. Is, you know, we just got them in Orlando. We just got Waymo in Orlando, and that,
do they have, are they limited to where they can go, or can they go?
No, they're pretty limited. So there's like a map on where you can get picked up and dropped off.
Oh, okay.
So that, you know, they're not going on interstates between cities at the moment. They're just like in very coordinated areas. But yeah, like that is going to be, we're going to have 5-minute deliveries.
Do you have any fear taking one?
said, no, honestly, no.
Oh, okay.
What I really want to do in the next like month is do a gadget warehouse on my car's autonomous driving. Because I did an autonomous driving video like a year or two years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
And my car now is probably at the peak of where it will ever be because of hardware limitations with my car. I think that it's getting too...
So you got it out of the swimming pool.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and it dried up. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah.
Now that'd be interesting.
Yeah. Because like the newer versions of Teslas can do more advanced things than mine can now. And so I'm pretty confident in getting in a purpose-built car for autonomous driving nowadays that I'd feel pretty safe. Yeah. I have seen some crazy clips of the robo-taxis going a little haywire, but, you know, there's...
Training, it has to be training.
Yeah. So, like, a lot still require, like, a human observer. Some don't. Like, Waymo does not. You'll get in a car completely without a person in it. And some of the Teslas still do have people in them. So... It's like hit or miss on exactly what type of technology you're going to be stepping into. But in general, I trust them. Yeah. And okay. If anything goes wrong, you know, you got a multi-million-dollar company liable on the other end of it. Hopefully you don't die.
Okay.
You can be talking to a lawyer pretty quickly. But yeah. Okay, with that, let's head into the letter.
Letter is from Vesa, V-E-S-A, in Finland. Oh, Chad, did you get the photo?
I did.
Yeah, okay. Dick, congratulations on the 20th anniversary of GizWiz. I've been a listener since the very beginning, a patron since your independence from Twit.
Thank you. I remember
to listening to the first episode, the DocuPen. Do you remember the DocuPen?
I do remember the DocuPen because I knew about a lot of the technology that was like getting writing into electronic stuff because of my dyslexia. I knew about a lot of that stuff. So the DocuPen was one of those. I was like, oh wow, you could write, and then maybe it could be digitized, and I could spell check my writing. But you know,
You could go into a library and
scan a page
of a book. Yeah,
exactly. And then for me, who had software to read text, that was the other thing. It's like maybe it could be the bridge to like have my computer just read the words off of the page. You know, that type of thing. But yeah, the DocuPen was episode one of GizWiz.
Very good. And then you could show the photo she sent. Yeah. Last summer, I went into a used bookstore in Finland looking for audio CDs. I found some mad books. They were just €1 each. One of them has your name on the cover, The Return of a Mad Look at Old Movies. I went back another day to get more, and this time I bought the Finnish versions. I didn't even know we did them in Finnish. I bought some stuff by Don Martin also. I'm currently watching When We Went Mad, and I really enjoy seeing old clips of you and William M. Gaines. If you don't know about When We Went Mad, that is a hour and a half documentary about Mad Magazine. That was about 16 years in the making because I was one of the backers. Yes, the gentleman who did it had so much trouble getting funds. The good thing about it is he has interviews with almost all the now deceased Usual Gang of Idiots.
Right.
So if you're a Mad fan, and I believe now it is free with Prime.
Oh, wow. So, what's it called again?
So When We Went Mad.
When We Went Mad.
Went Mad. It's the whole history of Mad Magazine. I'm in it several times. I found out a lot of stuff about Mad I never knew about. It's fascinating. It's an hour
You're
and a half.
You're watching the documentary and went, we did what?
Yes, I'm thinking, oh, he did that? Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And also she says, thanks for continuing the What the Heck Is It game. I've won several times and have my Alfred E. Newman pictures, which I send outside of the U.S. to people as a high-res image for them to print out of there. And Vesa from Finland.
Amazing.
Vesa, that is just amazing.
That's just great.
I know we have someone in Switzerland, and now Finland and elsewhere.
Yes. Through the years, yeah, it's hard to remember where everyone's from. Very, very cool. Thanks for sending that over. Hey, if people want to send in Gadget Warehouse videos, how can they do that?
Yes, chat room, we need videos. Okay, anything to do with the gadget, 1 to 3 minutes, just make sure it's horizontal format. We can see you, hear you, and see your gadget. Okay, just talk about the gadget. If you know the price, fine. If it doesn't work, that's okay. We especially love old tech that was a very big deal when you bought it. Now it's in the attic and you can't throw it away because you loved it at the time. Any video to do with a gadget, 1 to 3 minutes, put it on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu. Click unlisted, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see it. And it's mail at gizwiz.tv. And we can use one for next week's show. Mail at gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. The other thing you should do right now, subscribe to the YouTube.
We need three.
We need three now. We need three subscribers. Come on. We want to get to 5,000. That would be fantastic. Go over there and subscribe to the YouTube.
That's great, while we're giving you
homework. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. Every single episode, you guys support. Thank you. Take a moment if you're a patron and just appreciate how much we appreciate you. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's our Patreon page where you'll support every single episode. If you don't want to support every single episode and just want to give a one time, you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon banner at the top of the website. There'll be a big banner for the Patreon page, but there's also a tiny little link there for our PayPal, so you can donate via PayPal. However you support our show, thank you. Head on over to thegizwiz.tv to watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time, unless it was this week, which was an hour later. If there's a schedule change, it'll be posted at the top of the website right there, and you should join the chat room while we're live to chat along with our amazing community. If you miss a show, all of our episodes are there on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on our YouTube page, or all over the internet, wherever podcasts are provided. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Diggity's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder about a gadget or a description about a gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz, and there you'll find all the gadgets there. Well, you're there, play What the Heck Is It?, the game show online where you get to guess what this gadget is.
Are we getting to the last chance?
Yeah, this is the last chance, isn't it? Holy moly.
Yep, 2 days.
Into February. So get a guess in right now if you're listening. And I hate to give this away right here, right now, at the very end of the show. This is obviously a electronic toothpick holder. Sorry to give that one.
I can't comment.
Straight away. If you think you know what it is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for the correct answer, but 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. The instructions are there. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.